This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
I think one of the challenges for young people now is to find that absolute absorption in the task at hand. And one might almost say a kind of contemplation. You can't just skim. I think we're living in a very skim-like society, not just the milk that we choose for our coffee. You know, we need to get some of the full fat of the study, I think, back into the way we work.
That's pianist Stephen Huff, whose focus is laser sharp. That's why he's so accomplished as a concert pianist, composer, writer, and painter.
I just do what I do and try to do more, and I'm sort of constantly adventurous about things, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
One of Stephen Huff's most recent adventures found him reminiscing over the 66 lyric pieces written by Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg.
I've loved these pieces since I was a child. They're pieces that were written really to be played at home. Most of them are playable by an amateur pianist. They were for domestic consumption, and Grieg sold a lot of copies of them in his lifetime and shortly after. They're probably a little bit out of fashion now because they're not really concert pieces in that way, although I've certainly played a few of them as encores over the years.
Stephen handpicked 27 of his favorite lyric pieces from Grieg's complete collection, and each one reflects a different mood through rich musical imagery.
Well, I went through the entire volume and I chose all the ones I liked. And we do them chronologically as they appear in the book. So you start at the beginning and you end at the end. I think one of the things I'd like to point out, first of all, is that the first piece, the Arietta, is a very early piece. It's from the very beginning of his compositional life. And then the last piece is the same piece all over again, but arranged as a waltz. Remembrances, and that sums up for me the poignancy of this whole set, the nostalgia, the melancholy, because here's Grieg at the end of his life, remembering that he started writing these pieces so long ago. They've been part of his life throughout his whole creative life. He would jot down these sketches. They probably came from improvisations. I love these pieces. They're very intimate. They're very melancholy. They remind me of someone, well, indeed, as he was in a country that's in the winter where it's dark and cold outside, and inside there's a fire crackling, and you're making music in this domestic setting. And I think Grieg is a genius in the way he's able in these short pieces to create such atmosphere and such mood. They're very sad, some of them, and very human. Grieg's voice, his original voice, here's someone who really, he sounds like no one else. And this started at the beginning of his creative life. He found this way of writing. It's partly his harmonic language. It's partly the way he uses the folk music of Norway and weaves it into a late romantic harmonic palette. He had a trend, he had a brand. And he kept it going to the end, much like the Volkswagen. There it is today, you know, so many years later, it's almost the same shape, and it's still a brand.
Stephen Huff adding his own charm to that original brand on 27 of his favorite lyric pieces by Edvard Grieg. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.